All right. Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to give a report and go right into the message. How about that? That all right, everybody? We try to give you a yearly report, and not for bragging rights, but to let you see what God's doing to encourage you tonight. Sometimes we don't pay attention to everything that goes on. Sometimes we can't keep track of everything that goes on. So we want to help you in every way tonight. Is that all right, everybody? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come just now, and Lord, you have showed your greatness all over again here this evening. How we've enjoyed the singing. We've enjoyed those who have testified and shared, and Lord, enjoy you. You're just great, and I love you. Lord, help me now to give as you've given me. Thank you for what you've done for our church this past year. And Lord, in all that is done, Lord, I pray that the lamb that was slain received glory for his suffering. Lord, that's what matters. And Lord, again, cleanse my mind and my heart. I don't want to be a hindrance. I want to be a help. Forgive me of my failures, my sin. And Lord, touch me fresh. Give me power of the Holy Spirit to preach tonight and even bless this report, this yearly report. And we're going to praise your name for it all. In Jesus' name and amen. Everybody all right? All right, let's look and see what we got. All right. I'm hung up. All right. Of course, that's our theme, keeping our heart fixed in 2026. That's our theme for the year. And for the past year, though, they've been some great things. I want you to notice something. We have Facebook and we have a web page. And on the web page, there is only audio. There's no video. There's only audio. And there's information about our church. But I want you to know not just what is on Facebook, but I want you to notice what goes on the web page. Okay? 29,881 different devices. Okay? Now, it may not be that many people, but it's at least that many devices, like whether it be a phone or a computer or an iPad. All right? Viewed the website of Mountain State Baptist Church last year 216,733 times. So the congregation is a lot bigger than what you see. We preach to and teach to and sing to. Now, how long they watched, we have no idea about that. We don't know. But we do know that 29,000 different devices were used. And I don't know about y'all, but that is the one thing that blows my mind to the outreach that this church has. And God has done that. God has opened a lot of doors there. So that's why it's important that we do right. That's why it's important that we teach right, preach right, sing right, stay with the right Bible, and that the Lord gets all the praise. All right? So I think that's a good thing there. Now, you say, how do you know that? Well, up there in the crow's nest, they know exactly all them numbers, and that's where I got that. All right? Now, the clothing closet gave out 2,450 different items last year, and 950 of those were at the youth camp, but the rest of them is throughout the year. Now, that's a lot of stuff to give away. All right, a lot of clothing, and we appreciate Beth and all those that she gets to help her, and her and Rick, and it's amazing what that lady does to get this done, and we appreciate Beth Vance. Want her to know that. And average attendance, all right? Sunday school, things is down, all right? That's not a good thing. But Sunday school, 175 was our average attendance. Sunday morning, worship, 232. Sunday evening, 104. Wednesday evening, 126. Our high day was 344. Now, that's all blessings. That's all great. But we're way down, and that's not good. Okay? So that's where we're going to work at this year. Okay? But God has been good to us. All right, now look at the salvation professions. In a church house, all right, 11, from what this is what I have record of. Now, it may be wrong. It may be more than that, but this is what I have paperwork on anyway. At 11 have been saved here in the church. 45 saved at youth camp. 61 was saved at the jailhouse. Then Brother Boyd is with us in all this, of course, in under the tent, and wherever he had the tent, there was 11 saved. And then in the revivals that he held outside of the tent, not counting the dent. They was 9 saved. And then in his trips to Kenya this past year, 134 saved. Now, that's a wonderful blessing, and that ought to give us all applause there for what God has done. 271 people made professions of faith. Is that not glory? Hallelujah right there, that the Lamb that was slain received glory for that. Okay, ain't that wonderful? Now, we baptized 24. All right, well, that's great. I think it's great. And first-time visitors. Now we're 122. Now that is amazing. 122 first-time visitors in 2025. All right. So can I say that several of them were first-time visitors because of the web page? They found us. I asked them. I said, "Well, where are you from?" They were like, Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, wherever they're from, other states. Says, "How did you find?" "Well, we found you on the internet. We watch your services. We come by to have church with you." I said, "Really? Oh, yeah, we watch all the time. We just come by. We just coming through. We want to stop and have church with you." Some never had heard of us, but some watch us. And we still get information from others that watch us from many states, okay? So all that's a blessing. So that's the report. That's the best I can give you, all right, with what I have ability to do for 2025, all right? And that's it, okay? Now, let's look at tonight. We try to preach to you tonight or this morning about having our heart fixed. And we done a kind of a play on words. It's there in the scripture in Psalms. It's there twice. It says, "My heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed." And we just try to let you understand that it needs to be fixed before it's fixed. Fixed in the state that it stayed upon the Lord. And that was the message. And what do we give you? We give you three thoughts. We give you, it's got to start with salvation. And then after salvation, then there needs to be sincerity that we love the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, with all of our might. And then that we have submission with that we cry unto God, that our crying to God, we submit unto God and cry unto Him that He might create in us a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit within us. And that was the message this morning. All right, now we're going to look at a different area. All right. And for the next few weeks, I don't know how many. That'll be up to the Lord. It might finish up next Sunday morning, but I doubt it. But we're going to go several Sundays, and we're going to see what the Lord shows us about our heart. All right, about my heart, about your heart. And when we open up our heart and look inside, all right, that's where there's truth at. All right? Because what's in your heart, you know, what's in your heart is it's who you are. That's who I am. All right? Psalm 57:7. My heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. There's our theme verse for the year. My heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. So in context, that verse, in the context of that verse, a heart fixed and established, or that is firm and sure, is one that is assured of its salvation by Christ, rooted and grounded in love of God through Christ, firmly built on the foundation which is Christ, and has its affection set on Him, Christ, and is unmoved. All right? And is unmoved. That's my heart is fixed. Unmoved. All right? Now, our picture shows that we're going to repair it. Keeping my heart fixed. Because it's always in need of repair. We're not always like this. We're not always on the mountain. We're not always running on 8 cylinders. We're not always doing it all right. All right. So there we're going to fix our heart that we might be fixed on the Lord. All right. So however, because it's a heart thing, Jeremiah 17:9-10 says this, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Now that's everybody. That's not just me. That's everybody. It says, "For the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart." Yeah. See, He knows the truth. He searches the heart. Yeah. No matter what we perform or show or try to put on. He knows the heart.
That's correct.
All right. If we say something, he knows why we said it.
Right.
All right. If we think something, he knows why we thought it.
Right.
All right. He knows our answers before we answer the questions. And he knows our questions before we ask him or anybody else. He knows our heart. Alright? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins. That's what he says. Even to give every man according to his ways. Now, I don't want to be treated the way for what you've earned. I got enough problems. He's going to try me and I'm going to give an account of my ways. All right, that's a plenty. I don't want nobody's added to that, all right? And I hope you feel the same way. Give every man according to his way and according to the fruit of his doing, all right? But we're talking about the heart. Now, so we see that the heart is bad, so therefore must be fixed to be fixed, all right? Our heart to be fixed on God, it must be fixed where it's messed up. Can you agree to that? So this year we're going to be looking at our heart, getting it fixed and keeping it fixed. That's what we're going to be looking at, all right? And I'm sure there's going to be times it's going to cut right close to the corn, and that'll be good. That'll help us, all right? That'll help us. Keeping our heart fixed. I was asked this morning if that's me on the ladder. And the husband of the wife had asked, said no, because he's on it. He ain't laying down beside it. So that's not me. That's Kelly and Bill who told that. Okay. So that's not me on the ladder. If I was laying by it with that wrench on top of my head, that would be me. Okay. Is everybody all right with that? Okay. Now let's look. When we think of our heart being fixed, then we're going to have to think about priorities. For our heart to be fixed. So let's go ahead and start right out in the middle of everything, jump right in the straddle of everything here. And we're going to have to look at the priorities of our heart if we're going to be fixed. If our everything we got is going to be fixed, unmovable, where God wants us to be, then we're going to have to view and examine our priorities that's in our life. Because I believe this right here is foundational. Okay? Matthew 6:21, it says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, in context now, the reason I'm giving you this, I could take a lot of things out of context just to go with the theme, and I don't want to be accused of that. So I want you to know, in context, what this verse is saying. It says that a person's deepest priorities, focus, and affections are revealed by what they value most and use their resources for first. And our resources is time, energy, and money. And that's some of the same thing I give in premarital counseling about priority with the spouse. All right? Is how we view our resources. All right? Now this teaches that instead of storing up temporary earthly treasures, which can be lost, all right? Everybody with me? We should focus on heavenly treasures. Fixing or concentrating or staying there in our hearts with God's eternal priorities. Cause as these alone will last, that's the only thing that's going to last is the heavenly treasures. Everything that you got at home, look at me, everything you have at home is going to burn. All your stuff is going to burn. The place you work is going to burn. The vehicle you drive to work is going to burn. The clothes you wear to work is going to burn. Your tools are going to burn. Your fishing pole is going to burn. Your guns are going to burn. Your four-wheeler is going to burn. Your side-by-side is going to burn. Your boat's going to burn. Your tackle boxes are going to burn. Everything you have. Your horses are going to burn. Your cows are going to burn. Your dogs are going to burn. Your cats are going to burn. Your birds are going to burn. Everything that you have is going to burn.
Yes.
Everything. Your barn's going to burn. Your house is going to burn. Your dog house is going to burn. Your bird house is going to burn. Everything you got is going to burn.
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, how much resources are you burning to keep it? How much? Now, everything's going to burn. Everything.
Yes.
Think about it. The clothes you're wearing is going to be ashes.
Right.
The shoes you're wearing is going to be ashes.
Yes.
The grocery store is going to burn.
Yes.
The stuff in your freezer is going to burn. Yes. Stuff in your refrigerator is going to burn. The stuff you got canned up in your cellar is going to burn. How much resources have you used of time and energy and money to keep all your earthly treasures?
Yeah, come on now.
Going to burn.
Yeah.
It's going to burn. Only heavenly treasures will last.
Right.
You see anything ahead?
Yeah.
Huh? Got any heavenly treasures? Huh?
Yeah.
Think about it. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye what? First the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We got to seek first. There's somewhere something's got to be first.
Right.
Somewhere something has to be first. There's something first all the time. All right, first in line, first there, first to come in, first to leave, first to eat, first to clean up, first to drink, first to play, first to, I mean, there's got to be a first. Has to be a first. Can I tell you that we spend a lot of our time and energy and money to be first in earthly things?
Yes.
We do at recreation. We do when we go to eat. We'll go to a restaurant and we hate to stand in line unless we're first. You know that?
Yep.
Nobody wants to be last in line. Oh, man. That line to, but if you're first, bet the people back there are tired. I'm going in the door first. And you spent time and energy to be first. Well, what's first place in your life? Where's the Lord at? Where's the Lord at in our life tonight? Is He first place? Where does He place that in your priority? It says seek ye first. Are we still okay? Now I want you to think about this. Think about it like this first. I'm going to give you an acrostic. Okay? Everybody understand what that is? We're going to take. Anybody know what that is? Raise your hand if anybody knows what that is. All right? See, everybody ain't like that. Okay. All right, we're going to take each letter and see what's first. Or maybe see what should be first. Okay? Is that all right? I'm trying to get you to remember. First thing is finances. We all like to talk about finances in church. Huh? Preachers all get confused, always get accused of preaching on tithing. And I've been here 21 years and you ain't never heard me preach a complete message on tithing. Not in 21 years. Never have. I figured if you get your heart right, nobody has to say anything about it.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Let me kind of say that again. I figure if I get your heart right, I won't have to say anything about it.
That's right.
All right? So, now since our heart ain't right, since it's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? Then we're going to have to look at it. So if you want a fixed heart, all right, then we're going to start by giving the first 10% of your income back to God.
Right.
And you don't have to stop there. You might even find that God leads you to increase your tithe over the years as you follow His lead. You'll find that you can't outgive God. Right? I always think L.R. Letourneau of Letourneau Equipment. He started his business making bulldozers and inloaders and things, and he lost everything he had. Went down and lost every dime he had, lost his home, lost everything that he had, and he had to start over, and he started all over in the company. And as he started over, he got right with the Lord, and he started giving. And he started to give 10%. And then after a couple of years, he gave 20%. And after a few years, he gave 30%. And when he died, he was given 90% of everything that he made back to the Lord, because he didn't need the rest of it anyway. Now, you say, well, I can't do that. I ain't telling you to do that. I'm just telling you that what he did. Does everybody understand that? But what I'm telling you is that we're talking about getting our heart fixed and everything first place. See, the reason that we started with finances is because that's the main thing on most everybody's mind, is how much money they making or going to make or going to retire with. That finances is the very first thing that we're concerned about. Because you got to have it to live in this world. You go to a job, they say, well, I'm going to give you $5 an hour and you don't have to do nothing. I'm going to give you $10 an hour and you got to show up. Which job are you going to take? Well, I'll worry about, I'll sleep, I'll show up, but I'll go to sleep. But I'm going to have to do better. But you don't look at what you're doing, you're looking at the money. It's rare anybody takes a job that pays less money. It's rare. Now, a lot of times we don't get the money we're supposed to get, but that wasn't the deal. That wasn't what was on our mind. Mm-hmm. Am I right or talk to me if anybody's listening to me? Yeah. Huh? I mean, who wants to go to your job but you make less money than you was making? I mean, that don't make sense. Right? I mean, I wouldn't want to do that. Right? Everybody all right? In fact, I would like to be paid for what I think I'm worth and just work for what I'm really worth. That's what I'd really like. In fact, does anybody here not want that? I would love to be paid what I think I'm worth. Huh? And put out what I'm really worth. Huh? Hey, if y'all find a job like that, let me know. All right? Now, do not answer this question, but do you give at least 10%? If not, why not? Do you give at least 10% of your total income? Well, I do this. No, that ain't what we ask you. Do you give at least 10% of your income? We got churches. We got things here at the church. Now, let's be real plain. I told you it's going to be plainer this year than ever. All right. We got a debt here at the church. We know we've had meetings on it. Everyone got a debt. Well, if everybody paid 10% at least, we wouldn't have the debt. All right. We still owe a little bit on the building, but if everybody paid their tithe, we wouldn't owe that debt on the building. But everybody don't pay at least 10%. But see, but the Bible don't say that in the New Testament. The Bible don't tell you to pay your tenth in the New Testament. It says, now concerning in 1 Corinthians 16:1-2, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the church of Galatia, even so do ye, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by in store as God has prospered. You might be able to pay 30%.
Right.
Or 40%.
Amen, preacher.
It says, as God prospered you. 10% ought to just be the baseline.
Right, exactly right.
But that extra, and it was a hush come over the church.
Yeah, good preaching.
Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you, like, that's why you pay your tithes. You got to come to church, pay your tithes on Sunday. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered him, that there be no gathers when I come. All right? Now, do you go to heaven paying your tithes? No, ain't got nothing to do with going to heaven. Do you go to hell because you don't? No, ain't got nothing to do with going to heaven or hell. We're talking about my heart is fixed, oh God, my heart is fixed. And I will sing praise unto you. Do we need to camp here? Do we need to stay here any longer? Does everybody understand?
Yes.
Huh? But this is why there's things that we can't do because we don't have the finances. Now people have done said this about me. Well, you only preach, you only want more money. That's why you want more money. Listen, I have no problem going back to work. They want me to go back to work right now. I'll go back and right back to my job. I don't need the money from this church. Everybody hear me? Facebook people, y'all listen to me. Huh? Internet people, y'all listen to me. This preacher don't have to be here. I'll still work. Huh? In fact, some of the places I've been and some of the fellows I used to work with, I only have to show up all week and I'll work him anyway. Huh? Huh? They starved to death tasting pies in a pie factory. Huh? I'm talking about giving. I work a little bit on the side still. Bible says, let him bestow still no more, but let him labor with his hands. Why should he labor with his hands? That he might be able to give. That's what it says. So it ain't going to hurt me to make a little extra money somewhere if I can give a little bit more. Are we still okay? Let's get off that. That was just F. That was just F in first. How about I? F-I. That's how you spell it. Ain't? All right. Give God first consideration in our interest. See, I stand for interest. All right. Give God first consideration in every decision, including your hobbies, your friendships, your career, and your recreation. Ask yourself, what interest does God want me to pursue? What does God want you to pursue? Not what you want. What does God want you to pursue? What interest? What relationships? Friendships? Career? Recreation? We might need to ask, what interests have taken me away from the things of God? When we go back to finance? Joshua 24:14 says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods, that's little g, which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. If not careful, we will become idolaters pretty easy for the interest and the hobbies and the recreation that we have that we put before God, and anything we put before God is idol worship. And we become idolaters for the things we put before God.
Yes.
Interest. Do we consult him about what our interest ought to be? Everybody all right with that? How about the R in first for relationship? When you put God first in your family, in your marriage, in your friendships, and even your business partnerships, you'll see God bless those areas. Huh? Is he first in a relationship? Look at me, young people. You ain't got no business. I don't care how pretty the girl is. If she ain't a Christian, you need to run from her. Run as fast as you can. The prettier she is without the Lord, the more dangerous she is.
Amen.
She'll cut your throat when your eyes are shut, boys. Girls, I don't care how handsome he is. He may glimmer when he comes in a room. But if he ain't saved, you run as fast as you can run. Because he's wicked as hell. And you don't need him in your life. God don't put it together.
Right.
You don't put it together. Well, it don't matter what you want, it don't matter what you feel, it's wrong.
Amen.
Yes. And you say, well, I've done it now. Well, suffer. So I tell you, suffer till something better comes along, not somebody else, till the situation changes a little bit. But hear me, what God did not do, God did not put you together to win them to the Lord. That's a lie out of hell.
Amen.
Right.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
Yeah,
right.
Yes.
Satan put you together to get you away from God.
That's good preaching.
Yep.
You're right.
My heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. And I will sing praises unto thee. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? You don't need any other verse. That's plain enough.
Amen.
Huh? Ephesians 5:21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Understand this, in any relationship you have, whether it be for a husband or wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whether it be in business, whether it be friends that you run with, there has to be and will be 100% of the time there will be submission.
Yeah.
Are you willing to submit to evil? Are you willing to submit to evil? So you're going to submit one to another. Are you willing to submit to evil? Because if you yoke up with evil, then you're going to submit to evil. If you submit to evil, then evil's going to have his way with you. So be careful, whether it be boyfriend, girlfriend, husband and wife, business relationship, friends. Listen, we are to be friends of sinners. Jesus was a friend of sinners, and we're to be a friend of sinners. But there's a difference in being a friend of sinner and running with them.
That's right. Amen, preacher.
That's right. I've asked before, you're going to have to help me with the song. Kim, I need your help. You can't run with a skunk. You can't run with a skunk and smell like a rose, because if you run with a skunk, everybody's going to know. Right? Well, I'm going to be the influence on them. No, your witness is to be at church. Your witness is to be reading your Bible. Your witness is to be praying. Your witness is to be serving the Lord. You don't run with them to win them. You run opposite to win them.
Yes.
Amen. There's not opposites attract?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Opposites attract. Are we still okay?
Yeah.
Who'd have thought you'd get all that out of first?
Right.
There's a lot in that little word, ain't there?
Yeah.
Huh? Every relationship, we okay? How about S, F-I-R-S? Is that right? F-I-R-S.
Yeah.
You got to watch my spelling. All right? Spell check don't work on my computer. It gave up a long time ago. If you don't believe it, ask Cheryl.
He's telling the truth.
I typed some stuff, and the computer said, I hit the spell check, and it said, your document is correct. And Cheryl said, well, this ain't spelled right. I said, the computer said it was. Well, she said no. And we looked, and it wasn't. The computer said, I give up. So, F-I-R, finances, F, I, what?
R, S,
R, I'm on S now. F-I-R, okay. All right, now we're on S. See, I told you. Anybody want to run this thing? Y'all want to preach this sermon? Y'all come on. Schedule. The S is for schedule. We all right? Now listen. We're talking about fixing our heart. Is everybody with me there? Give God a set time. We're going to schedule. See, we're supposed to schedule God in. We scheduled Him out. We need to schedule Him. We need to pencil Him back in the program. Okay? Give God a set time each week. when you worship with your church family. Give Him the first part of every day as you spend time with Him. Start each morning praying, God, if I don't get anything else done today, I want to love You a little bit more and I want to know You a little bit better. Huh? That'll help you get your heart fixed. It will. That's for y'all guys.
That's right.
It ain't just for the grown-ups. You save P.I. You save Titus. You save Woodrow. You save Chef Luke. Or you say, it's for you.
That's right.
It's for you. Huh? It's for college kids. It's for you, Emma. Huh? For the girls. Little Bug, it's for you. Cupcake, it's for you. Where you at? Oh, where? You moved. Mail, rotten, it's for y'all.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh? Famous Amos, it's for you.
That's right.
See, well, he's just a little fella. He says he's a saved man.
That's right.
Says he's a saved man. If you're a saved man, it's for you.
Right.
You're a saved woman, it's for you.
Amen.
We okay? Is that simple? Ain't that simple?
Yeah.
I wonder if we can find any scripture for it. Luke 9. And this is Jesus talking about all this, you know. And He said unto another, follow Me. But He said, Lord, suffer Me first to go and bury My father. See, right there's the rub. There's where the rub comes in when we start scheduling our life. It ain't Him first, it's suffer Me first. We're still okay? Jesus said, let the dead... Ain't that a little cold? He said, suffer Me first to bury Daddy. Let the dead bury the dead. You come on.
Amen.
Huh? Is that not hard? Y'all think I'm hard. You ought to hear Jesus. Read your Bible and you hear Him. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow Thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at My house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus said. That's pretty tight. I always think now, I can probably give you 150 wrong things that my family done, but I had a pawpaw, my pawpaw Burris. All right, he had been a gambler. Him and Mama, before they got saved in revival down at Kings Creek, Chick Carver's home revival way back in the 40s, late 40s, early 50s. All right. They would work all week, Papa would, and they come home on Friday night or get ready on Saturday night. And they put on his suit, his gold watch chain, his Stetson hat. Mama all dressed up in her nice dress and high heel shoes, and they go up to Winona, walk up this road to party. Papa will gamble, Mama will dance. Papa will gamble and fight, and Mama will dance. That was their life. That was what my other Papa will run moonshine, Daddy and all of them, and this one gambled and, huh? They got saved. They got to go to revival meeting. And they got saved. Papa and Mama Burst got saved. Chick Card holding revival there at Kings Creek. Papa come home and gathered up all the playing cards and put them in the stove. And said, there ain't no playing cards allowed in this house. That was bringing down to my house because there ain't none of them out of my house either. I've only touched one deck of cards in my life, and that's when I moved them in a house from the table to the end table where I didn't have to look at them. I don't even know what all the symbols are in the deck of cards. Okay? Because we had this Christian home. Anyway, it's another message. Okay? So Paul got saved and told us that we all go to church. So everybody went to church. Well, family come in. Family come in and come church time on Wednesday night. Paul will go in and say, y'all won't go to church with me tonight? And they'd say no. He said, that's all right, I'll be back later. Pablo didn't drive. My Pablo Burst didn't drive. He walked across the creek, across the bridge on the railroad tracks, woke up the tracks to church. He said, I'll be back after a while. But he never missed church because of company. Now, he probably had a lot of other faults, I'm sure. But when it comes to church, every time we sing, when the roads call up yonder, I think of my Pablo Burst. He sat there and he couldn't sing a lick. But he loved to sing, when the roll was called up yonder, I'll be there. He was from Virginia, and that's the way he talked. I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. You understand? I'll be there, you understand? Huh? What I'm trying to tell you is, you can make things first. If you want to. Well, I had company. I can't go to church. Well, yeah, you can. You take them with you. Let them sit there and wait. Right. You ought to have a good enough testimony if they know you go to church on Sunday or Wednesday anyway. Troubles. F-I-R-S-T. First in troubles. God may be the last one you turn to when you have a problem. But he wants to be the first. Your prayer should be your first choice, not your last resort.
Amen.
Don't never call the prayer chain if you ain't already prayed.
Right. Amen.
No need it. You've done hindered it. Can I say that again? Did y'all get that? If you ain't prayed already, don't start the prayer chain and want us to do your work for you. The first thing ought to be done before anybody else knows there's a trouble. You ought to then call on God. Psalms 18:6 says, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him, even into his ears.
Yes.
Huh? Yes. Psalms 50:15 says, and call upon me when? I will what? He didn't say, have somebody else call on me for you. He said, and call upon me in a day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
Yes.
We still okay? Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength. A very what? Present. Right now. A very present help in trouble. In any other area you can think of that you want involved in, put Jesus first and it'll be a whole lot better. But there's your F-I-R-S-T. Okay? Can you remember that? What was F? What was it?
Finances.
That was first, wasn't it?
Yep.
And then what was I?
Interest.
Huh? What was R?
Relationship.
Huh? What was S?
Schedule.
And what was T?
Troubles.
Huh? I love this group participation.
Yeah.
When we think of our heart being fixed, we got to think of priority. Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. In context, this means that a person's deepest priorities, focus, and affections are revealed by what they value most and use their resources for first, which is time, energy, and money. This teaches that instead of storing up temporary earthly treasures, which can be lost, we should focus on heavenly treasures, fixing our hearts with God's eternal priorities, as these alone will last. Colossians 1:13-18 says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son? Yeah? That's not a question, that's a statement. It's talking about Christ, who hath delivered us. in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all. I wonder if that means he's first. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning. Ain't that first? The firstborn. Ain't that first? From the dead, that in all things, ain't that first? He might have the preeminence. Ain't that first? I think he's a lot of first in there if we dissect him. Three or four verses there. There's a lot of first in there about the Lord. What do you think? We okay with that? So many things, listen to me now, have slipped and that has taken the main thing away from the main place. It may still be there. We don't necessarily be lost it. But it's not in the order it's supposed to be. See, there's where we all come in equal. We've still got things, but it's not in the right order. It's not in the right order. Probably not even where it used to be. See, some never did get started right because they never was taught right. But some of us was taught right and had it right, and we got it out of sorts. Remember them old cars, fellas? Remember them old cars they get a mess in, you know? Didn't have the money to change plugs, but you took it to somebody who had a good ear, and they lift the hood, and they go up there under that black cap where all them wires come in, called a distributor cap.
Yeah.
Huh? And they, that good ear, they turn that cap just a little bit to get everything back in time. See, I believe what we need is turn just a little bit that we might get back in time. Because we're out of time. Not clock time. We got a miss. We got a miss. Huh? You know, y'all drive forward, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. We got a miss. Huh? We all right? Huh? Psalm 57:7. My heart is fixed, oh God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Keeping our heart fixed in 2026. I'm going to ask you very simply. Sure, you go to the piano. I'm going to ask you one question, and that'll be your invitation. Is he first? Yes or no? If he ain't first, you ought to come and get things lined out. Because you got a mess. Father, help us. In Jesus' name. Amen.